Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Blessings, blessings. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I have a special guest with me today, His Royal Highness Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
Man, thanks. I'm doing great, man. Professor V, I'm excited for another Civility 360 show today.
Yes, indeed. Well, listen, today we want to talk about a topic that we know is near and dear to many people's heart, and that is, in this day and age, everyone needs God. And man, with so much turmoil going on in the world, we need to be able to shed light on what is actually happening. We want to bring civility to the forefront, but let you know that every day is a good day to be with God. What are your thoughts on that, Your Excellency?
You know what, Professor Vernet, what I see in the world that's taking place is people need God, but they're confused. Because the like imagery that's been set up is a week in God. And every other day you do your own thing. And on Wednesday and Sundays or on Saturday for some faith, you come together. And that's your time for spirituality. And I think that's the great deception, because God is really, truly needed every day, Professor. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. You know, one thing that we know for sure, there are 7 days in a week, and we need God in every one of the days that end in Y. And the reason that I say that is sometimes, exactly to your statement, people often think that God is only for one particular day. But we need God every single day. And that's why I made that statement. You know, we have someone that we want to bring to the forefront that actually is the author of a book called Every Day with God. Let's talk about Dr. Jesse Salgado. Before we bring him to the stage, His Excellency, would you share with us a little bit about who he is?
Yes, Dr. Jesse Salgado is one of the most amazing young men I know as a minister. And I'm saying because his true heart is to minister to people. And what I've seen in him, he ministers to people outside of the walls. Matter of fact, that's his most important ministry. He's not a minister that looks for the pulpit. He's been published. This is his third book. He's a doctor, and he is one of the ones I would say has some of the most wisdom I personally ever heard about how to bring God into everyday life and make God relevant for people that don't know God. Now, as you understand, sometimes as we know God and we see our colleagues in life, we go to our own language. Hey, amen, brother. Are you in? So it's a whole nother conversation. But this man has learned to bring that conversation to the stage that everyone else is on. And that's why he's a power broker in bringing God in everyday life.
Wow. Well, let's bring him to the stage. Welcome, Dr. Jesse Salgado. How are you today?
Good. How about you guys?
Phenomenal. Every day is a great day, and you better believe that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So, Dr. Salgado, before we get started, let us have you introduce yourself to the actual listening and viewing audience and tell us something that we don't know about you.
Well, I'm just an ordinary guy. Life hits you hard at any days, any time. You know, when I was growing up, when I graduated from high school, thinking I was going to go to college and stuff like that. But my life took a turn. My mom got sick when I was at the age of 18. the doctors told me she only had 3 months to live. And at that time, my mom kind of was believing in God. You know, I didn't really care about it in the beginning, but noticing the things that he was doing in her life changed my perspective about what he does and how he does it. Because a lot of times, you know, when people were praying for my mom, it wasn't working. But I noticed that my mom had to change something in her heart, in order for it to happen. So I know the power of prayer, and I know what needs to be done and how it works. And I seen it. At the age of 18, I had to take care of my mom almost 24/7. You know, the only time I had to myself was just when I was at work, and then come home, take care of my mom all day and all night. In the morning, same thing. You know, when they gave her the time that she was going to die, that was changing my perspective of what she was believing in until the day came. When the day came, she was still alive. She was still going. And so the doctors gave her another timeline, and she succeeded that one. And then she had 5 tumors. She went through 3 hernias. She has lupus. So she battled cancer for about 11 years, and then all the other stuff for a couple years. And she's still going. She's still kicking. She's out there going to places. She's traveling. She's hiking. It's like she was like 20 years old, and she's still going.
Wow.
So that changed my perspective of what God can do. What can he bring to the table? And so I learned all that. I learned what God is doing, learned how to be patient, learned when prayers are going to come, how to be obedient. So stuff like that. And it takes a while. And it's not how what people are making it out to be nowadays of, well, the prayer should work right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it does, but then sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't, then you're going to need to go through the process of what needs to be done and what needs to be changed in order for the miracle to happen.
Well, that's really good. See, what I like about it is Dr. Salgado is giving you a reality of the process. See, people want an overnight miracle. And sometimes the miracle is in a process. What do you say, Professor Burnett?
I love it. I mean, that is the top and the bottom. That's what we're trying to get people to recognize in society today. Things are not going to go your way every day, all day. Things are not going to be peaches and roses and cream and all of that. If that was the case, life would then become a fairy tale. And what I appreciate about Dr. Jesse is as he's explaining his story, there's faith walks every step of the way. Hey, I'm telling you guys right now, I wasn't even a believer during this time. And it wasn't something drastic. It was my everyday life where I encountered God. And I began to see when the doctor said she had this much time. And now I'm prepping my mind. Transitioning is where I'm at. My mom's going to die. And then the time comes, and then that time passes. And then they say, oh, well, it may be a little bit more. So your faith was getting built up even before you knew that's what was happening. And this is what the world needs to hear, that it's not clean. It's not just, hey, speak to the mountain and the mountain's going to move, which it can. But sometimes you got to go to the base of the mountain and push. Sometimes you got to climb that mountain to overcome it. Sometimes you got to blow up the mountain, right? But you got to understand that everything has a time and a season. Man, I am super. This is only the beginning. We haven't even gotten started with the interview. And this is awesome. Awesome. So I hope that people are picking up what Dr. Jesse is putting down. Talk to us, Your Royal Highness.
Dr. Jesse, what is the importance of process? What does process do in people?
Process, what I've seen through everybody, they look at the good and the bad, the what they did wrong and what they've done right. So that's process. You know, it's not just one-sided, it's always two sides. There's always two sides of everything. And when you're going through process, you need to have a understanding, and you have to have a love that needs to come out of you in order for you to succeed. You know, my mom, was preparing to die, you know. Then all of a sudden, she didn't want to die anymore. Now she wanted to keep living, you know. Mm-hmm. So she was living her last days as if it was her last, you know. And she was just happy. She wasn't worrying about it anymore. When the time came, she opened her eyes. She was still kicking. And so that motivated her. And with these guys that I've seen in my workplace, it's the same thing. So I pretty much took the tools that I've learned, and I'm now helping other people the way I've learned. You know, sometimes it's not going to be pretty. Sometimes it's going to be ugly, and you're just going to have to walk through it. Might be a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year, 2 years, but you just got to keep going until you can see the light coming through, you know. Look at the small success that you have so they can motivate you so you can keep going. You know, you don't want to drown yourself in just negativity because you just want to win the prize and not just the little steps that you just overcame.
Wow. Professor Burnett. Go ahead.
Man, come on, Dr.
Good, Dr. Jesse. Man.
I'm talking about dropping some bombs where people can understand how important it is to actually walk this thing out. I'm super excited about it. So let me ask you this question. How did the book actually come about? Tell me where you were, what was going on in your mind. How did it happen?
I was in Miracle Faith Church when I wrote my first book. The second one, it was during COVID. My girlfriend got sick. She got COVID, so I went to go get tested. She got COVID. I got COVID also. 2 weeks that I had to stay home, I was like, man, what am I going to do? And so I was like, you know what? I'll just write another book, something that I've been doing my whole life, telling people stories of how they came, you know, to overcoming their obstacles, their challenges, you know. And in my workplace, because I'm a foreman in construction, I get all kinds of people, young people, old people, experienced, stubborn, non-experienced, you know, different cultures. I have everything in my workplace. So I have the ability to just look what's going on, look at their personal traits, look how they react, and then I go from there before I even talk about God, because a lot of them don't like to hear the word God. They've been hurt by God. But now I'm bringing a different perspective for them, is now I'm bringing the church in their work environment. At first they were fighting me with it, but once they've seen the miracles coming in, they started seeing an improvement within themselves. Now they're always talking about God. Yes. Every day it's always about God, of things that they need to work on and the things that they're overcoming. Now it's like a more of a peaceful place, even though it might be a little chaos here and there, but they always know how to go back to that peaceful state of mind.
Wow, that's really good. And then Dr. Salgado, isn't it true that when you don't try to win everyone the first day, because have you noticed that what most people are watching is actually your consistency and not a special word you give them?
Yes. The thing that they tell me is, oh, you're one of those people. And I'm like, what do you mean I'm one of those? Oh, the people that just talk about God all the time and everything is perfect in your life. I'm like, oh, great. You know, but now I don't do that anymore. Now I just let them talk to me first, and then I can go ahead and let them have a little taste here and there, so that they can not be scared. And then once they understand, now they're open. They're fully open.
It's really good.
I love that process. As you talk about that, you know, it is a process. What is your desired impact when it comes to, of course, writing these books and you know, just dealing with people, whether it be on the job, in the streets, you know, in the workplace, whatever. What is your desired impact?
I want everybody to know that God is alive. He's working with everybody, whether you believe, you don't believe, you don't even care, or you have another belief. God, regardless of what's going on in your life, and I've been seeing it happen. A lot of my guys barely came out of prison, doing a lot of time. I have guys that came from broken families, and God is there helping them. you know, elevating them slowly, but, you know, but they're seeing it now. They're seeing how he's helping them. Now they have a better understanding, and now they appreciate it.
So Dr. Salgado, if I'm hearing you right, are you talking about a non-religious God is the one that you're introducing people to?
Yeah. Yep. A God that loves everybody. A God that's willing to help anybody and under any circumstances.
That's really good.
Mm. Now that is a mouthful. A God that loves everybody and willing to help people under any circumstance. Now, many people aren't going to understand that. Many people are going to say, wait, how is that possible? But help us to understand why helping others see beyond themselves is so important to you.
Well, it's mostly the Lord just starts giving me wisdom, you know, to help these people in order to move forward. Because if you move forward with your own logic, it's not going to work. So I have to, you know, every time I help a person, I have to know whether the Lord is giving me something or he's not. And if he's not giving me anything, I have to step back and just wait until he does give me something. Because I don't want to hurt the person. I don't want to misguide them. So I have to be cautious of what I'm doing and what I'm hearing, you know. And so, but a lot of guys are more comfortable with me now, whether I get angry or upset. They're seeing that I can still get upset. Even though I love God, I can still be myself. I can be frustrated. I can go ahead and pull my hairs out sometimes, you know, and they're seeing that. But they always see that I always go back to, I got to calm myself down. I have to pray. I have to do this or I have to do that. And they're seeing it. They're seeing the things that I'm doing, the same advice that I'm giving them.
Wow. So if I hear you right, Dr. Salgado, are you telling me that there's an image of God that people look at as you have to be totally perfect?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because those guys tell me all the time of what a perfect person is supposed to be, a perfect Christian or a perfect Catholic, a perfect pastor. And I'm just there scratching my head. I go, okay, but that's just the 2 hours of church. I go, but what's outside the church? They don't get mad. They don't get upset. I think they do. You know, in the Bible, you see throughout every story, they're all getting frustrated. They're all getting scared, you know, but the one thing that I've seen, everybody's still keeping is moving forward, no matter if they're scared, no matter if they don't know. You know, that's what faith is. You're walking into something that you don't know, but you have that safety that's inside of you and that trust in God that everything's going to be okay, even though you don't know what it looks like.
Mm. You know, so as I'm hearing you, Dr. Salgado, what really comes to mind is how do relationships affect everyday life? Because as we're talking about it, people have a perception that because you're a Christian or, you know, whatever the case, that there's nothing ever going to be wrong for you, with you, or whatever the case may be.
So
break that down for us. How do everyday, or shall I say, how do relationships affect your everyday life?
They challenge you. They push you, push your boundaries, you know, and that's where growth comes in. You know, when I'm having a relationship with God, he's pushing my boundaries more and more of trusting him more, hearing him more, wanting him more, you know. So that's all relationship. You know, when you find somebody, you want to be with them. It's not like, oh, I like that person, and you're just going to go run and hide. You know, so you crave, you have that craving that you want to be there all the time with them. You want to spend time with them. So if you have that type of relationship, that's authentic. You know, that's a natural thing that comes out of your, that's pouring out of your heart. So I try to show people just the basics of it, that craving, that hunger that's being created inside the stomach for them to move forward, whether they believe or don't believe, they're going to believe at the end. They're going to see it at the end.
Hmm. Wow. So Dr. Burnett, this is like faith, process, evidence, and results.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are really, are really chasing truth, and they take many paths to find it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would definitely say that. And as we're talking about that, we're talking process. We're talking about evidence. We're talking about results. We're talking about faith. And when we say every day with God, can there really be a day without God? Can there ever really be a day without God?
Wow.
No, because even when you sleep, God can give you images and things while you're sleeping. So not necessarily.
And he's the one responsible for your every breath.
Yep. He has you waking up early in the morning or late.
Yep.
But you're waking up.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's ask this question, because I know there are going to be people who will listen to the show or who are watching currently, and they say, well, okay, I hear what you're saying, but does this truly work in the work environment? Talk to us about that. How do you infuse this mentality in the work environment?
That's a good question. Some of my workers, I spend 8 to 10 hours a day with these guys. So when I'm helping them, I'm seeing their struggles. I'm seeing the process. I'm seeing everything. And I've known these guys for already more than 10 years. So I know what they were developing or where they kind of ignored me and kind of just like, forget it, whatever. But once I see that they go back to it, or I have to remind them a little bit, those simple little basic tools that I give them, now they're actually using it. You know, now they're understanding what it is. You know, I'm not going to force them to believe in something when they don't want to believe. I'm not going to force them, but I'm going to show proof through me that he's working for me. So once they see that, and then once they want that, then I can go ahead and show them the way of how everything works.
That's good. Come on, Your Excellency, what you got?
You know, it says our life is a living epistle to be read of men. Mm-hmm. And in like Jesse's book with Everyday God, that's what it's about. It's about people are reading his life. Mm. And his life has an aroma that they see and smell enough, and then they're open for him to communicate with various issues in their life. And that's what makes Dr. Salgado so special. It's a whole nother kind of non-judgmental Christ ministry, bringing life and understanding that people are in processes. So I think part of the big issue is we look for perfection, but it's really process. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Jesse, as you're working with your employees, as they watch you, tell us a bit about that process of how they watch you and when a person comes on and they're kind of adamant against God, but they're with you for a season, and what allows them to come to you when they have issues?
That's good.
They want to see if I'm lying or not. They want to see if I'm going to fall apart if they try to tear me down. But once they see that I'm not budging, once they see that it could be effective just a little bit, because I can't say, you know, words can't hurt you, because they can. But if you can recuperate from that and they see that you're still standing or even standing stronger, then they're going to see the proof, you know, because everything that people, when they don't believe, is because there's no proof. But if I'm able to show them proof, then their whole mindset is changing. Man. And I don't have to do much. I don't have to do much. It's just showing them of who I am. You know, I have to love them. You know, I can't just hate them. You know, so I work with these guys. So I have to create a peaceful environment while I'm working. Mm. You know, and so I've been through other foremen where it's not very good. A lot of the foremen bring the people down. Once they see that I'm not doing that and I'm someone different, now they're coming back. Now they're saying, okay, why is this guy different? Why is this guy different from all the other foremen? They all believe in God, but why is he different from all the other ones? So once they start thinking on their own, because I believe that that's God showing them, hello, look what's going on between that person and this person. Mm. You know, and then once they start seeing and they start liking and they now they're calling me to say, hey, can I come back and work with you? And it's like, you know, if the boss allows it, then okay. But if he doesn't, then you're going to have to wait. And so they're going to have to go through that process of waiting for them to come back to me, you know, and that's where they start appreciating me more and start wanting to know more of how my life is going and how can I be like that? How can I be in a peaceful state as you are? Because when they come home, their wives are yelling at them. The kids are all over the place. And so their mindset is not all there when they come to work. I can tell when somebody's okay when they're working and when they're not and when they're hurting, you know, so I can go up to them and say, hey, you know, you're doing good. You're all right. Do you need 5 minutes over there to go cry or to yell? I mean, it's an open field, so you can do that. No one can hear you. You know, once they see that I'm doing that and I just walk away, there's like a trigger in their mind of saying, hey, you know, why is he not being more pushy? You know, why he just walked away. What do I do? And from there, I let them decide whether they want to come back or they don't.
Mm. You know, and I love usually that process.
They come back. You know, now that. It's more of, I don't have to say nothing no more. Now people are just, you need help? They just say my name and that's it. And then I have random people from my workplace calling me saying that they want to work with me and I don't even know the people. Mm. You know, and then I have guys that have family members that they're trying to put them towards me so I can help them and teach them. And they're young. They're 18 and 24.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, as I'm listening to you, Dr. Sogato, what I'm hearing is, watch this. You first have to see, then you have to trust, then you have to believe, then you learn to appreciate.
Yeah.
So they see you when they come on the job, right? Then it's about a trust factor. They have to build trust with you.
Yeah.
Yes. After
they build trust with you, then they start believing what you said because they can see it.
Yeah.
And then they begin to appreciate.
Really good.
So every day with God, being who you need to be so others can become free. Man, that is phenomenal. Phenomenal. I want, you know, I mean, we've kind of already been talking about the people along your journey. Who inspires you and why?
The people around me, seeing the changes and the surprise they get that God is doing like a miracle for them. That's what's keeping me going, seeing that God is helping them. And me being just a witness of somebody else's story or their life changing for the better. So that's what's keeping me moving forward more and more.
This is really good.
You see, Dr. Renette, Dr. Sogato, I can't wait till we have some people on that he's worked with. Mm-hmm. And I as you're around Dr. Sogato, he's there's a wisdom that comes of how to connect with people, because truth from a bad spirit doesn't have to be received.
Come on.
So there's a method to bringing truth. You can bring truth in a bad spirit and nobody hears it, or you can bring truth in a right spirit and everyone listens. And I think he's one of the special chaplains of the world now. And I believe as he continues to author books, I believe these books will open the eyes to people of real stuff. And this is so man, Jesse, you keep leading the way, man. You're one of them special people.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely appreciate you, Dr. Jesse Sogato, the work that you are doing, how you are transforming the world. I want to take this time to show the book so that people can actually see it. This is Every Day with God, Character of a Chaplain. And when I tell you someone who is living what they talk about, it's Dr. Jesse Sogato. Now, Dr. Jesse, I want to talk to and I want to allude to, because I know that you're doing so much more work. Every Day with God is just one of your projects. Is there something else that you're working on that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I'm creating a workbook that will be coming soon, to where everybody, when you hear somebody else's testimony, it's great, it's fine. So this workbook is, you're going to be writing your struggles and how it could become a testimony. You know, because a lot of people don't know that they survived it. A lot of people carry so much luggage. So I'm going to be helping them kind of, they can go ahead and let go, or they can go ahead and share their stories so that they know that they're not alone of what they went through, you know, so that they can be okay with that, to say, hey, you know what, I got a testimony too, even though they didn't even realize it. Because a lot of the workers that I've been through, or even people around me, they don't even know that they have testimonies. They don't even know the miracles of what God can do. You know, so I'm highlighting those. So in my workbook, I ask questions to where it highlights what God is doing in their own testimonies and their own memories that they have hidden that they don't want nobody to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A phenomenal work. Well, I believe that workbook is right here. It's called Adventures of My Scars, Memories of Life Experiences. This is something that you're working on that will be coming out soon. Man, once again, you're doing a phenomenal work, and we're grateful and thankful for the work that you're actually doing. Keep pushing, keep soaring, keep striving to teach people how to overcome. Man, it's truly been a pleasure and an honor to have you on with us here on Civility 360. And we just ask that you continue to do the work, and we know that we'll have you back, because you're not a person that sits back and rests on your laurels. So I'm excited about it. It's definitely a blessing.
Thank you.
Do you
thank
have any closing remarks that you'd like to give to the people today?
Just know that every storm ends. Sometimes you just got to wait it out or overcome it, and you'll see the light.
And I want to give a special shout out to Alina. And she knows who she is. So Jesse Sogato, thank you for being such a phenomenal inspiration for so many people.
Yes, 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 indeed. Well, thank you, Dr. Jesse Sogato, once again, for the work that you're doing all around the world. And we look forward to seeing you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And keep changing lives. That's what it's all about. You know what we say right here on Civility 360? This is your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. And today, without a shadow of a doubt, we've given you just a glimpse of what every day with God looks like. Until next time, we'll see you on Civility 360.
Bless. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.